Maybe Chicken Little wasn't paranoid after all. Uppity, toes dancing in her soft shoes, fingers tapping her cane, knew why Chicken Little had been afraid. She was just calling the shots as she saw them, using state-of-the-art technology of her time to place her best bet on when the heavens, seemingly as secure as the king's castle, would fall, Uppity thought, toasting her 21st birthday with a Bellini with two girlfriends in a Soho bar. Intense, if neurotic, sky-watching, spot-on detection, acute acorn observation were the top predictive indicators in Chicken Little's era. But she'd left dumb luck out of her prognostications, Uppity saw, just as the doctors, those oracles, had at her birth in 1988. The oak seed, the gods fastening the clouds to their hinges, kept everything safe for Chicken Little. Still, Uppity knew why Chicken Little had been afraid. She'll never amount to anything, the doctors, the seers of the land, told Uppity's parents at her birth. Never move the furniture. Never let her walk alone. Much less ride a bike. Who knows if she'll ever learn how to eat, they'd asked as if the sky had already fallen. Maybe the docs were using state-of-the-art technology of their time, Uppity thought, sipping her cocktail, calling the shots as they saw them for people like me. But they'd left dumb luck out of their prognostications. Her father believed in poker. Her mother worshipped Fred Astaire. If the sky did fall, they never saw it.